And we're holding on to Zion Amud Bey is the second line from the bottom. We learned about the din. We talked about the din that if a person became tummy inside the Beis Hamikdash, then if he stays there too long, or if he bows there, then he's chayav a korban. Boy Rava. The Rava asked the question. What about when it comes to when the person was tummy there b'mezid? Boy Rava. When it comes to Malkus, if a person is Tomei they're b'mezid, so Rashi explains, and then not Rashi, Tosfos to be exact, explains, we're talking about where he made himself Tomei b'shogeg, so he made himself Tomei b'shogeg, now they warned him, and he remained in there anyway. Tosfos points out, if he made himself Tomei b'mezid, then there'd be no question in the first place that he's chayev Malkus. So Boy Rava, tzorech shehiyah l'malkus, ain't tzorech shehiyah l'malkus. When we talk about that there needs to be the amount of time that he would have been able to bow, does that apply as far as Malkus as well, or does it not apply as far as Malkus? Does it apply only as far as a korban? The question would be, l'korban gmiri shehiya, maybe the halacha l'moshe misina, that if there's a certain amount of wait time, the amount of time that we learned yesterday to say the pasuk, v'chol Yisrael b'nei Yisrael royim, or the second half of the pasuk, beginning from Vayichru'u, maybe that's only as far as the korban, l'malkus l'gmiri shehiya. Maybe we didn't learn that that applies for malkus, and therefore if there's malkus involved over here, meaning that he, so what happened was, to be exact actually, so he became tomei b'shogeg, but then he remained in there, this amount of time was b'mezid, because again, Tosfos points out, if they warned him to begin with, not to become tomei in the Azara, then of course he's going to be chayev right away, even without delaying over there. Marshall actually discusses why can't we be talking about that he was Matame himself in the Beis Hamikdash b'mezid, and the question would be then whether in fact if he delays there that amount of time, because let's say we're going to be talking about that only they didn't give Masra before he became Tomei, let's say they only gave Masra after he had become Tomei. In any case, so the question is then, when there's Malkus involved, do we say the same thing, that there only if he's there the amount of time, but otherwise it would be Potter from Malkus or not? Tosfos also discusses the point, like this we had in Makkos, for example, when a person wears shatnez and he wears it more than a certain amount of time and they warn him to take it off and he doesn't, about him that he's chayev Malkus, even though there's no maisa, because there was a maisa to begin with putting it on. And here on the other hand, you have the same kind of thing. We're talking about there was an action to begin with, of mezid, so why don't we say then that right away he'd be chayev Malkus, and why over here are we implying there might have to be a certain amount of time? And Tosfos gives several answers to reconcile the two Gemaras. So that's the question. O Dilma, or maybe another way of looking at it, Bifnim Gmidi Shehiya, the halacha l'moshe misina is any time when a person became tomei inside the azara, then you have this halacha that you have that amount of time, and so therefore loshen al korban, loshen al malkus, doesn't matter whether there's a korban involved or whether there's malkus, either way, only if he's there that amount of time. And the Gemara says teiku, we don't know the answer to that. Okay. What about, here's another question, Boy Rova. Tola Atme ba'aver ha'azara mahu. What would happen if he hung himself in the airspace of the Azara? So let's say there's a hook sticking out of the wall or something, and he's hanging himself from that. So there's a beam, for example, and he jumps up there and he's on that beam. The question is, in other words, that he's not on the floor, so there's no way for him to be able to bow, but now let's say he stayed there long enough, that would be Kadei Shtachava. The question now would be, Mahu, Ki Gemiri Shehiya, when we learn the Kabbalah, when we learn the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, this concept that if he delayed there, that if he stayed there a certain amount of time, he's Chayav Malkus, that would apply the amount of time that it takes to bow, which was defined in terms of the amount of time it says to say that Pasuk or that part of the Pasuk. Maybe you would say, Shehiya, Debasi Shtachava, only if that delay is long enough for him to actually be able to bow. Only if he would be able to bow during that time. So then we're saying the fact that he was in there long enough makes him chayev, even though he didn't actually bow. But delav basi shakavah like midi. But here it's impossible for him to bow because he's up in the air. So maybe then in that case, the chachamim did not learn that he's chayev to begin with for such a delay. Or again, maybe the question is maybe the amount of time that we're talking about is always when he's inside the azara. So therefore, loishna de basi shachava, loishna de la basi shachava, wouldn't matter whether he's capable of bowing or not. And again, the Gemara says teku. Tosfos brings over here a girsa that some svarim had, which is that the Gemara asks the question: Avir azora ka azora dummy oiloi, is the airspace of the azora considered like the azora itself? Now the Gemara does bring up that point in other places in Shas. One example is it talks about, for example, in Zvachim, where if a person, for example, is hanging in the airspace of the azora and shechting a korban, is that valid? Or no, actually there he has to be standing on the ground, otherwise it's a chitzitza. But for example, if the animal is hanging in the air, would that work, or do we say that the airspace of the azara is not considered like the azara? So the Gemara brings that point up over there. There's other Tosfos brings up also from another Gemara in Zvachim. Let's say, for example, a Tomei person sticks his hand into the Beis HaMikdash, is he chayev for that? Now his hand is in the air, it's not actually on the ground, so would that make a difference? So Tosfos though doesn't have that gears over here. They prefer to say that the gears over here is not that, and the question is just like we're saying over here, because he's not capable of bowing because he's in the air. So there's discussion among Rishonim about that Gersa, and maybe there is some way of reconciling it. The Rosh, for example, points out, in Tosfos HaRosh, he says, listen, you know, you have a Tomei person standing outside and sticking his hand in, he himself is standing on the ground, so we can talk about whether he's Chayev for sticking his hand into the Azara. Over here we're talking about that all of him is off the ground, so and therefore the question would be, in that case, would we still consider that the airspace of the Azara is considered like the Azara? And then the Ritva considers that and doesn't like that answer, and he says the same thing. In other words, basically, he says the Ritva says, okay, you know, the Gemara's question is that in a place where you're not capable of bowing down, is that considered like Avir Azara? And there's more discussion about that. There's more discussion about various other angles about that Girsa. Anyway. So either way, the Gemara leaves it as teku. So in all these cases of teku, it would mean, in other words, that he wouldn't be chayev the korban, he wouldn't be chayev the malchus, because you can't make him bring a korban or get malchus misafik. Okay, the Gemara continues. Boy Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has a question. So let's say, now Rashi explains the next couple of questions that we're going to have. The next couple of questions are going to depend on one of the answers to Rava's question. So what we had before is Rava had two questions. Number one, when it comes to Malkus, does there also have to be this Shehiya? Is there also the same thing, there has to be this minimum amount of time? Or maybe he's Chayiv Malkus even with less than that minimum amount of time, as long as there was Asra. And then we said the second question was about the heir of the Azara. So the heir of the Azara, we leave as Teiku. The next couple of questions don't have anything to do with that. But the next couple of questions in the Gemara are all predicated on the possibility that Rava is saying that when it comes to Malkus, you do not necessarily need Shehiya la Malkus. A person might be Chayiv Malkus even if he was there less than this amount of time. So therefore, the next couple of questions are going to rely on that. So therefore, the result is the halacha actually. So we do end up having a halacha as far as that. When it comes to Malkus, then we do say that in order for him to be chayiv Malkus, there does have to be that minimum shiur shehiya, and otherwise he can't be chayiv. Because again, a rule we have a lot of times is that when the Gemara brings a question, even though it leaves it in teku, if we find someplace else, if we find in the continuation of the Gemara a halacha that depends on one side of that, then we can say the halacha is obviously like that, because otherwise the very fact that the Gemara bothered to ask the following questions means that uh, means
means that the halacha is in fact like that. So over here then, yes, so since we have the question, the Rambam actually does end up saying, there's a suffix further on actually if he delays over there. Basically then he does need to have that amount of time in there in order to be chayav malchus. So boy Rabashi, Timei Atme b'mezid. What about if he made himself Tomei b'mezid in the Azara, and then he left immediately? Mahu, what would be the din? So now he left by the shortest route, but now the point is they didn't give him Hasra for the fact that he became Tomei. They gave him Hasra. You better get out of there as fast as possible. And he did. He got out of there as fast as possible. So now the question is, Mahu, what would be the din in terms of a carbon? But Oynus Gmiri Shehiya, would we say the Chachamim learned this concept that you need to have a certain amount of time there only if he became Tomei B'Oynus, B'Mezid like Gmiri Shehiya? If he made himself Tomei in the first place, B'Mezid, then there's no Shehiya, and he's Chayav Malchus even if he was there less than that amount of time. So he did get out by the fastest possible route, but just the fact that he made himself Tomei is reason enough to make him Chayav Malchus. Or maybe, the vote is that the Shehiya, the amount of time he has to be in there, is always, as long as he was inside the Azara, Loishna Ba'onis, Loishna B'mezid, and again, it wouldn't matter whether it was Ba'onis or whether B'mezid. Usually, by the way, the opposite of Onis is, is Berotzen, and the opposite of Shogig is Mezid, and the Torah Chaim gives an explanation over here that it's ba'onus in the sense that he can't help it that he's making the Beth Mikdash Tomei because he became earlier we were talking about we became Tomei b'shogeg b'fnim, but here we're talking about he made himself Tomei b'mezid, so therefore you could argue the fact that he's making the Beth Mikdash Tomei with his presence over there is also b'mezid, or maybe not. The fact is at this point it's an onus because there's no way for him to get out faster than that. So again, the Gemara says Teiku, we can't be sure about whether he'd be Chayav Malchus in that. That's Rashi learns that that's the situation. Is he made himself Tomei B'mezid, and they didn't give him Asura for that, but now they gave him Asura get out of there as fast as possible, and he did get out of there as fast as possible, but maybe nevertheless he's Chayav Malchus for the fact that he did make himself Tomei B'mezid in the Beis Hamikdash. Tosfos gives a different explanation. We're talking about that, we're talking about, let's say he didn't know when he made himself Tomei, he didn't know that he was in the Beis Hamikdash. So if as far as Malchus, then we're talking about again, that after he made himself Tomei, they would have to give him Asura, they'd have to give him Asura, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, get out of there. And now the question is, even though he got out of there, maybe he's still Chayav Malchus. So again, the Gemara says Teiku. Another question, which again also depends on the question on the possibility within what Rava said, that when it comes to Malchus, we also need Shehiya, we also need the minimum amount of time there, Kadei Shtachava, in order for him to be Chayev, and if it was B'mezid, then, as we said before, maybe even the fact, meaning, in other words, B'mezid, as Tosfos teaches out, meaning that he was Metame himself, B'shogeg, and then after that, then they told him, you're Tomei now, get out of there as fast as possible, and then we would say that he needs Shehiya. So now, another question, assuming that he needs Shehiya, is Boy Ravashi. So Ravashi has another question, not specifically about Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, but a question about Tumah in general, about another case where a person is also to become Tomei, namely a Nazir. So the question would be, Nazir bekever, if a Nazir becomes Tomei in a Beis HaKvaris. So let's say, for example, you could have a case where he went into a Beis HaKvaris without becoming Tomei, and then he became Tomei in there, and then he became Tomei in there. So a case would be, for example, he went in there inside a closed box, let's say, and then the box was opened up, and he became Tomei. So now again they gave him Asura to get out of there, and he stays in there. Boy Shehiya Malchus in Etzarech. When it comes out of Malchus, is it going to have to be that he stays there long enough in order to be Chayav Malchus, or would we say that no, that he's going to be Chayav Malchus no matter what? As far as a korban, one way or the other, he's going to have to bring the korban. No question about that. The question would be, as far as Malchus, again, Tosfos has a somewhat different explanation of what the scenario is. Tosfos explains, let's say, that he, you could have, let's say, that he became Tomei on the, so first of all, I mean, are we talking about that he was already Tomei before? So Toys Fist discusses you can have a case where he was already Tomei before, but let's say, for example, so he's still in the middle of the, so he became Tomei, and then let's say now you have the situation with the caver, where therefore now, one way, so now, it's right before evening, let's say, so therefore, so if he doesn't get out of there sooner, he's going to have one extra day before he can restart his Nazirus. Anyway, so again, the question is, Bifnim Gmiri Shehiya, Bachutzla Gmiri Shehiya, maybe this whole concept of Shehiya, that he has to be there a minimum amount of time to be Chayav, applies only when there's only Bifnim, only inside the Beis Mikdash, but here we're talking about Bachutz, here we're talking about someplace else, in a Beis HaKvaros or something, so maybe then in that case, the whole concept of there being a minimum Shehiya doesn't apply, and he's Chayav right away, as long as he was told to get out of there. Or maybe the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is that only when he became Tomei ba'onus, meaning in other words, any case where it's not so much the going in that became that was the problem, but him being in there and becoming Tomei, so therefore it's a loish number for him, a loish number chutz. So it wouldn't matter whether it's inside or outside whether it's inside the Azara or any place else in the world. Either way, you would say that there needs the minimum shiur shachavoya. And again, the Gemara says teiku, we can't be sure. So therefore, again, he's not going to be chayiv malchus because of the suffix. Okay. The Mishnah had said, "Bolei ba'aruka chayev b'ktsara potter v'chola." We said that if he became Tomei in the Azara and he left by the shortest possible route, that if he left by a longer route, then he's going to be chayev, even if there was no delay. And then if he went on the shortest possible route, then he's potter because he went on the shortest possible route. So, and then Mishnah had said, so if he did one or the other, he went by a longer route than he could have gone out to the nearest exit, and instead he went to a different one, or we said if he bowed in between. And we said that it's not just if he bowed, but also if he delayed that amount of time. So now, Omar Rava, so Rava says in this connection, Ksara Sha'omru, this Kathachamma saying, if he goes out by the shortest possible route, then he would be potter. Afilo okiv v'tzad gudol, even if he's walking heel to toe, even if he's taking little tiny steps, but he's still moving along, and he's going b'derech tzari, he's going on the shortest route, then he would still be potter. Afilo kolayim kolay, and even if he spends all day doing that, then he would still be potter because he's still moving. So now in this connection, boi Rava. So now Rava has a question. Shehiyas ma'ushit tzavu. Suppose that. Now, we said you have shir shehiyah. We talked about before shir shehiyah, the minimum amount of time that he needs to be staying in there and not moving that makes him chayev. We said the amount of time before hishtachavah, the amount of time to say the pasuk that we quoted yesterday or the half of the pasuk. So we're talking, let's say, for example, shir hishtachavah would be 10 seconds, let's say. So now the question is, Rava says, Shehiyas ma'ushit tzavu, can smaller delays add up? So let's say, for example, at one point he delayed for 1 second, at another point another second, and so forth, and eventually it adds up to the 10 seconds. Is that enough to make him chayev or not? So Gemara says, v'tikshut lemi didei. Well, Rava himself just said that if the person is walking slowly, and it sounds like, Chassam Sofer explains, the Gemara had assumed, since Rava had said, kolayim kolay, it sounds it's not just like he's walking slowly, but that he's stopping between steps, and Rava is saying that that's enough to be mechayev, Rava is saying that nevertheless he's potter, because the fact is that he's still moving, so the Gemara is assuming at this point, that it's not just because he's moving, that it's also, even though he's taking small steps, and even though he's delaying between one step and the other, nevertheless, it sounds like maybe he's potter. So therefore, that would mean that no, the clock resets every time he starts moving again. So he starts walking, he delays for a few seconds, then he starts walking. It sounds like we're saying that would then the clock resets, and only if he stays in one place for 10 seconds would he be chayev. That's what it sounds like from the way Rava is saying. So why is he asking the question? What about then? There's a second here and a second there add up. So the answer is no, because Hossam B'delay Shoha. Because in fact, Rava's case is talking about where he didn't delay. We're talking about where he really did. He was constantly on the move, but he's walking very, very slowly, heel to toe. So therefore, so now the question would be that now the fact is he is taking his time over it, but on the other hand, he is constantly on the move. But you might say, if at any point he stops, then yes, we're going to see the clock is going to continue, and eventually when it reaches 10 seconds or whatever Shira Shachavoya is, then he's going to be fired. So Robert doesn't give an answer to that question. So again, it's a suffix. Next, Boimene Abaye me Rabba. So next, Abaye asks Rabba the following question. Rashi points out, Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe. So therefore, whenever we have in Shas, Boimene, whenever we have that Abaye is asking him, that would be that he's asking Rabba. If he's asking Rava, then he wouldn't be asking Rava, he would be stating to Rava, because they're Chavedim. If he's asking him a question, what would be the din in such and such, then it means that he's asking to Rava, who is his Rebbe. Anyway, so Abaye asks the question, Bolei Barucha Shiuk Tzora Mahu. What would be if he did go on a longer route out of the Beis Hamikdash, but he did it in the amount of time that it would take to go the shorter route? So he ran. He ran. So let's say, for example, the nearest exit to him, if he walks at a normal pace, let's say, would take 10 seconds to reach. So now, instead, he decides to be a chacham, he decides to be an over chacham. He says, you know what, I'm going to go to the next exit, which is, that one would take 20 seconds to reach, but I'll run twice as fast, and I'll reach there in 10 seconds. Mahu, what would be the din? Is he chayav malchus? Or is he chayav malchus? Or do we chayav the korban? Shir gmiri, would we say that the chachamim learned that there's a certain minimum shir that he's chayav? And therefore, v'chiboloi ba'arucha shiuk tzara potter. So therefore, as long as he doesn't take that amount of time, as long as he doesn't take 10 seconds getting out of there, then he would be potter, because the fact is he went on a longer route, but he went there faster. Aduma davka gmiri, or maybe what we learned is davka ba'arucha chayiv tzara potter, that if he goes on the longer route, he's always going to be chayiv, and if he goes on the shorter route, he's always going to be potter. So Rava had stated before that if he walks slowly on the shorter route, he would be potter, as long as he didn't stop in between, because otherwise the clock keeps on ticking every time he stops. But now we're saying, maybe the flip side of it would be that even if he's going on a longer route, yes, he's running and there's no stop over there, but the fact is he's going on a longer route and that would be enough to be mechayev. Amalei, the rabbi answers him, l'nitna arucha l'dochas etzloi, the answer is the longer route was not able to be nidcha by him, meaning in other words that no, he has no right to go on that longer route. Even if he's going to go very, very fast and he's going to make it in the amount of time, the point is, in other words, the only leeway the Torah is granting him is to get out of there by the shortest possible route without Shehiya. But if he goes by a longer route, that very fact alone, that he's going on the longer route, he's doing it, but without, he's not stopping and he's racing with all his strength, doesn't matter, he's still Chayev, says Rabbah. So the Gemara says, Maskif for Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira says, in that case, then what do you mean? So if you're telling me that if he goes on the longer route, he's always going to be chayev, and chayev, again, meaning he's going to be chayev malchus, he's going to be chayev koris, even if the whole thing was remazed. So then Rav Zeira asks, Ela dekai malon, what about, consider the fact, we know a din, that it says in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Tomei Sheshimish B'misa, if a Kohen who's Tomei does the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, then he's going to be chayev misa b'dei shemayim. So the question is, Heishim Ashkachas Lo, according to your way of looking at it, Rabbah, how is such a thing possible in the first place for him to be chayev misa b'dei shemayim and not koris? Obviously, to do the avoda, we're talking about that he became tomei in the azora, because if he became tomei outside the azora and went in, and Rashi points out, he's going to be chayev malka, he's going to be chayev misa, he's going to be chayev koris, just for the fact that he went in when he's tomei. So we obviously have to be talking about that he became tomei in the azora. So if he doesn't delay Kadesh Shachava, Heichi Ovid Avoida, how could he possibly do the Avoida? What kind of Avoida would he be able to do in the amount of time less than Kadesh Shahia? And if he waits that amount of time, Bar Koresu, then he's going to be Chayav Kores, because he was in there the 10 seconds. Tosfos actually brings up the point. So what? Let's say, so he's chayev kardis, but then he could get malchus and be potter from the kardis, and he's still chayev misa b'nei shemayim. So Tosfos leaves there. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. The Ritva answers the question that since the Braisa that Reb Zeira is quoting is saying that just he's Chayiv Misa at Misa B'dei Shemayim, and it lists it among a bunch of other ones that are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, so Reb Zeira assumes that means it's only Misa B'dei Shemayim, not Kores, and therefore the question is, well then, what are you with? So how are we having over here? On the face of it, he'd be Chayiv Kores as well. So fine, as Tosfos says, he could be Chayiv Kores as well, but then be Potter from it from Malkus, but nevertheless, the implication of that list seems to be that he's only getting Kores, and that he's only getting Misa B'dei Shemayim, and not Kores. Well, so Reb Zeira says, if you're going to tell me that we learned, that the Chachamim learned, there's a minimum amount of time that he needs to be Chayiv Kores, fine. Mashkachas law, then you can arrange it as follows. If you figure you could have a case, the honest nafshe b'tzara, so let's say, for example, like we said, the person is, to now we talked about, where the person, for example, is running on the route. So let's say, for example, you could have that he runs on the shortest possible route for Obed Avoida, but then, meanwhile, that saves him a little time, and therefore he manages to do some Avoida in between. So let's say, for example, so he's going by the shortest possible route at a regular pace that would take him 10 seconds. Now instead he's racing, so therefore he manages to get to that exit in 2 seconds, and therefore that gives him 8 seconds left to be able to do some kind of Avoida. So you could say that, and then the point would be that, he managed to do the avoda inside of 7 seconds. He managed to, let's say, take something and quickly throw it on the fire of the Mizbeach. So you can have, altogether he hasn't spent the 10 seconds after he became Tomei in the Azara, because he took 2 seconds running and 7 seconds doing the avoda, let's say, so that didn't amount to 10 seconds. But says Reb Zeira to Rabba, if you're going to tell me the Chachamim said that always the person delays, then he's chayev just for the fact that he delayed, just for the delay alone, even though we're saying that then he went on the longer route to begin with, and that makes him chayev. Heifim Ashkachasla, then how do you have it? Automatically, if he's staying there any longer than the amount of time, then he's going to be chayev kares. And therefore, the question is, how, meanwhile, is he going to be doing an avoda while he's on the move, while he's walking, so it's such that he could be chayev misa b'dei shemayim? Omar Abaye, my kusha. So Abaye says, what's the question? I can find you a case. Mashkachas lo, going to Bobek Tzara, you could have, he goes on the shorter route, but Hofach B'tzinora, while he's walking, he picks up one of those giant forks that they use to turn over the Evorim on the fire of the Mizbeach, and he uses that to turn over a piece that's on the Mizbeach. So now, that kind of thing is considered an avoida. The Chidur of Huna, namely like what Rav Huna says, the Omer of Huna, Zor Shehofach B'tzinora Chayiv Misa. Rav Huna says that if a Zor does that in general, that is outside here, we're not talking obviously in the case of Tumah, we're talking about in general, a Zor is not allowed to do the Avodah, of course. So let's say a Zor goes and does that. He picks up one of those forks and he goes and turns over an aver on the fire of the Mizbeach, then be chayev misa for the fact that he's a zor during the avoda. So now in the same vein over here, then you can have this kohen who became tomei inside the Beis Mikdash. So you could have conceivably he's walking out of the Beis Mikdash, but as he's doing that, he's hofach b'tzinora, and therefore we're saying so now there's no shehiya. He is walking by the shortest possible route. He's not staying in there the 10 seconds, let's say, that we said would be the shiur shehiya. Nevertheless, though, the fact remains. This way you can sit in the car. Nevertheless, though, we can say he'd be chayev misa because he was hofach b'tzinora because he did this avoida. So therefore, we can have a case where he is chayev misa b'nei shemayim and not kares, and therefore that shouldn't bother us. That nevertheless, Rabba's din can be true. That just the fact that he's never allowed to go by the longest route, even if he hurries up and gets there within the time of less than shi or shahir. Okay. So the Gemara says Gufa. Let's analyze that point that Rav Huna just said. Omer Rav Huna Zor Shehofach B'tzinora Chayiv Misa. We're saying that if the Zor takes a fork and turns over the thing that's on the Mizbeach, then he'd be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidomi, what is the scenario where he would be Chayiv Misa for that?
If we're talking about that it's in a place where if he hadn't turned it over, it wouldn't have gotten burnt at all, because let's say it's too far away from the fire, so now he brought it closer to the fire, pshita. Obviously he's chayav misa for that, because he's a zohar who did the avoda. Without him, this piece wouldn't have been burnt. With him, it's getting burnt. And if it's going to get burnt regardless whether he did it, my kavod, then what did he do? Why should we chayav misa for doing the avoda? Why should we chayav misa for doing the avoda when he didn't actually do anything that was going to burn anyway? So the answer is loy tzricha. The chiddush would be the ilay hafach b'hu me'akli b'tarti shoy. Let's say it's a kind of situation where if he hadn't turned it over, it would have taken 2 hours for it to burn. So it is by the fire, but it's not so close where it would have. It's not directly on the fire. B'hashta me'akli b'chad shaita. Now because he turned it over, it's going to burn faster and be finished in 1 hour. So therefore, Rav Huna wants you to know the chokaruvi avoda avodahi. Anything that causes the avoda to be done faster is still considered also an avoda. So therefore, yes, this zor is going to be chayav misa for the fact that he did an avoda. It would have gotten burnt eventually, but nevertheless, it'd still be chayav misa for that. So, when we were saying before, when Rav Zera asked the question, actually, the Rashba rather points out, wait a minute, what was Rav Zera's question in the first place? You know, it's very easy to find an avoda that takes less than shir shachavaya. You have, for example, let's say he could throw one piece of a korban on the fire. He could do halacha. He could do the halacha sadan, the walking of the blood from where the animal was shechted till the mizbeach. Why do we need to find this case of Hofach Betzinoda? And he says, actually, it's the other way around. The Gemara wanted to bring in Rav Huna's din of Hofach Betzinoda, and therefore the Gemara constructed Rav Zera's question in order to be able to lead to that, statement. So in other words, not like Rav Zera couldn't have found any other possibility, but the Gemara he wanted to bring Rav Huna's statement and mention this point of anything that makes the avoda happen faster is considered part of the avoda, and therefore Rav Zera made it sound as though that's the only possible avoda that he could do while he's walking out of the Beis Hamikdash. But in fact, there are others. Okay, the Gemara says Omer Rav Oshia. But in a de'ema milsa, there's something I would like to say, umisapina mechavraya. However, I'm afraid of my colleagues in the yeshiva that they're going to pick it apart with questions. So I want to say a certain statement in Torah, and hopefully they're not going to know, but I'm afraid that if I do, they're going to end up slugging it up with all kinds of questions. The statement is as follows. Now, we're going to talk about first a different case of entering a place and becoming Tomei, and then we're going to relate that back to this matter of entering or being in the Beis Hamikdash when a person is Tomei. So, if a person goes into a house that has tzaras, now a person goes into such a house, he becomes tomei right away. The din is, he becomes tomei the moment he goes in. His clothing becomes tomei. His clothing and his shoes that he's wearing become tomei only if he stays there a certain minimum amount of time. The amount of time that's a kedei achilas pras. The amount of time that it would take to eat a pras, which of course we know that concept in other areas of halacha, such as when we're eating matzah on Pesach. So Rav Oshia says, I want to say the following statement. What if he goes in there backwards? So he walks backwards into the Bayis HaManuga. So even if he goes in to the entire, even if his entire body is inside the house, with the exception of his nose, tahor, then he would still remain tahor because his nose is sticking out of the house. The nose, of course, sticks out further in front of your body than anywhere else. So therefore, that's the case we're talking about, where his nose is sticking out. Maybe this is where they got the stereotype that Jews have big noses. So Tosfos discusses the point over here, actually, that then the implication is that if he walks in forward, it might not matter the fact whether part of his outside. We're talking about over here specifically where he went in backwards and only his nose is outside.
So, you know, Tosfos brings up the point we were talking about before. We bia b'miktas, shumam bia, that, for example, you have a person who's tamei, who sticks his hand into the azara, and we say that he's still chayav for that, for the fact that his hand is tamei, is entering the azara. So then by the same token over here, why don't we say, and so they, even though most of his body is outside, so then in that case, so why over here would Rav Oshia be saying that if his nose is sticking out, then he'd still not be tamei? And then Tosfos says, actually, that maybe, on the contrary, you should say that if he holds that bia b'miktas is not shmei bia, then he would have to go in the entire body, whether he walks in forward or backward. So Tosfos discusses that Rav Oshia might hold bia b'miktas is not shmei bia, so therefore, when he comes in, he's only going to be tamei when most of his body goes in, when rubei kekulei, but when he walks in backwards, or when he walks in backwards, it might be different. So Rav Oshia says dichtiv, because the pasuk says v'habo el habayis, when he comes into the house, implying derech bia osra Torah, the Torah is asking it only when he goes in a way of normal going, the normal way of going is to walk forward. So therefore, when he goes in backwards, he would be chayav only if his entire body is inside. However, Rav Oshia says, "I'm stepinim mechavraya. What I'm worried about. I'm stepinim mechavraya. So I'm afraid of my chaverim that they're going to slog that up." So the Gemara says, "What is the upslug? Ihochi koloinami. By that logic, the same thing should apply, even if his entire body went in, because maybe the Torah is only saying that he's tamei only if he goes in the normal way." There's two different ways of explaining the straightforward way. We would understand on the surface. We would understand that the ihochi is Rav Oshia's statement. What am I afraid of my chaverim? That if I tell them that, they're going to tell me that in that case, by that logic, he would be chayev even if his whole body went in, nose and all, as long as he went in backwards. On the other hand, the Rashash on our Gemara explains that no, that's not part of Rav Oshia's question. That's the Gemara's question on him. Meaning, in other words, another way of looking at it basically would be that it seems a bit of a doichik for that the pasuk would be talking about that, but we don't say rubik kekule when he goes in backwards. And we would only say that, as we're going to go on to say, by the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that would mean, so Rav Oshia is concerned about a different question, namely that why are we drawing a distinction between this and entering the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara is pointing out, never mind that, the question would be that by his logic he would be potter even if he went entirely inside. So the answer is, so at least as far as that one, Omar Rava, Kulei Legora Mikalim. Okay, the answer is because, which, by the way, Tosfos points out, it's one thing when you're going out. For example, the Kohen Gadol, when he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur, after bringing the Kodesh over there, and each other time, he goes in there to sprinkle the blood, he goes out backwards. But fine, that's different. Precisely that. A person goes out backwards in that situation out of respect for Hashem so as not to be walking, so as not to turn his back on the Shekhinah. But now when he's walking inside, then we really say that he's chayav only if he walks forwards. And so therefore, and then in the case of Bais HaManuga, we would say that he becomes Tomei only if he walks in forward, and then we would say that once he walks, once some part of his body goes in, or if we don't say Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia, then when most of his body is in, he's Tomei, but now when he walks in backwards, it's different. Anyway, so the question is, in that case, then why wouldn't you say, by that logic, even if he goes in entirely, then he wouldn't become Tomei, because the fact that he didn't go in Derech Bia? And the answer is, Amar Rava, Kula, the Gora Mikalim, Bashrava Bias. Because come on, if he goes in backwards, but he goes completely inside, nose and all, then he's no different than Kalim that are in the house now. Kalim become Tomei, whether they were in there when the house became Tomei or not. Dichtivala Yitma Kalashrava Bias. After all, the Pasuk says that before the Koyan comes to inspect the Tzaras, we have to make sure. You have to clear out all the kalim in the house so that they don't all become tamei. And the implication is, if any of them stay inside, they will become tamei. You're going to say, what do you mean they didn't come in there? They were in there already. Doesn't matter. They're still going to become tamei because they're all inside. Well, by the same logic, when he's all inside, even if we're going to say that what he did is not considered derech bia because he walked backwards, nevertheless, it's still he's going to be tamei just by virtue of the fact that he's inside there. Incidentally, you have the famous thing where it says in the Mishnah over there, Rashi brings it on the posit that the
that after all, the Torah is really only concerned about Klei Cheres and other cheap Kalim like that, because bigger Kalim, more expensive Kalim, you could Toivel, and food he could always save to eat while he's Tomei. So the one thing, the Torah, a Torah Chosa, a Mamon and Shor Yisrael, the Torah is so concerned for even the smallest amount of the Mamon of a Yid, that even his cheap Klei Cheres, and you can't Toivel Klei Cheres, that those he would have to break and destroy, and therefore the Torah wants them all out before the Kohen comes to inspect the place. Anyway, the point is, Rabbi is saying, so if he goes, even if he goes in backwards, even if he's going to argue, going in backwards is not considered derech bia, but fine, he'd be tamei just by the fact that he's inside there. So that's not such a question. The question still would be, though, that the question, but there might be other questions, which the Gemara is not specifying over here, that Rav Oshia, again, so we could say Rav Oshia was concerned of that question, and Rava gave it an answer, or we could say Rav Oshia was concerned about other potential questions that they might ask him, which the Gemara is not spelling out, which might include, for example, the question of Tosfos about why we would distinguish between, about whether we would say Bia B'Mitzvos when a person goes in partially, whether he's Chayev or not. Incidentally, this part of Bia B'Mitzvos is Negea nowadays when people visit the Kosel. The Kosel itself is the wall of the Harabayas. We're not allowed to go into the Harabayas like we talked about yesterday. What about, for example, sticking your fingers into the cracks of the Kosel? Some people are careful about that because they say that would be an example of Bia B'Mitzvos. Your fingers, which are attached to your body, which is Tomei, are going into the space of the Harabayas, because from the wall inward would be the Harabayas, and therefore maybe that would be a problem. Others are not concerned about that, first of all, because Bia B'Mitzvos is not necessarily Shmei Mitzvos, and also because maybe it only applies when you're inside the walls, not outside them, and in addition, also B'chlal, in principle, like we talked about yesterday, in theory, a person who's Tomei Nes is actually allowed to go into the Harabayas. He's just not allowed to go into the areas of the Chayil or further in, and the cracks inside the wall are surely not part of that. Fine. So the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hochi. Now we learn a braisa similar to what Rav Oshia is saying in terms of the Bais HaMikdash. So the braisa describes that you have, let's say, you have rooms and chambers inside the Azara that have roofs that are above ground level. So Braisa says, Gagan Alolu, in Oflin Shem Kodshi Kodshim, you would not be allowed to eat Kodshi Kodshim on such roofs inside the Azara, because even though they're inside the space of the Azara, but they're not on ground level. You're only allowed to eat Kodshi Kodshim on the ground level of the Azara. Vein Shechtim Shem Kodshim Kalim. And you're not allowed to shecht kodshim kalim there, which can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, for the same reason, they can be shechted only at ground level. And the braisa continues, the tomei shenichnas derech gagan lahechel, and for that matter also, if a tomei person were to go from one of those roofs and enter the hechel and climb down into the hechel from there, potter, then he would be potter for entering the Beis HaMikdash. When he's tomei, shenema, because the pasuk says v'al hamikdash lo sovei, it says about a yoledes, and the same thing as far as other tomeim, They're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, meaning derech bia also Torah. So the Torah is asking only when it's a way of bia, only when they're going in a normal way. So we see like Rav Oshia is saying that if a person is going in backwards, it's not considered derech bia. So the same way as he's potter over there, the same way we wouldn't say that he becomes tomei with the Bais HaManuga, as long as any part of him is outside of the as long as any part of him remains outside the Bais HaManuga. Rav Chaim Brisker actually has some discussion about that, because why should that be so? The fact is, he is inside there when he's Tomei. Why should the fact that he didn't go in there, Derech Bia, why should that be enough to ponder him? For that matter, actually, the Mishnah Lamelech, Bechlal, points out that we're talking about, let's say, if he stayed in there today, Shachavoya, like we talked about before, he's going to be Chayiv anyhow, because just the Shehiyah alone would be enough to make him Tomei. Rav Chaim goes and says that after all, if we said before, we asked the question whether, when it comes to Malkus, whether you need Shehiyah over here. So then in that case, so what's the difference, Derech Bia or Loika Derech Bia? So let's say, for example, it came in mostly Derech Gagin. So then we're talking about, in other words, he's not completely inside. It's just most of him is inside, but it has to be that there was a Knissa that he went in, and here it was not Derech Bia. So in other words, there would be a difference whether he came in completely. Okay. Whether he went in there completely or whether he went in there only partially. This case that we're talking about over here in the Gemara of Derech Gagin would have to be Well, he didn't go in all the way. He only went in part of the. And he's and then we're saying since he didn't come in derech via, then therefore he'd be potter. But if he had gone in derech via, he'd be chayev as long as there was a shahir, like we said before. And if he went in shaloka derech via, but he went completely in, then also he would. Then if he went in, but he was completely inside, then also he would. Then also he would be chayev just by virtue of the fact that he's completely inside. So the point is, in other words, that fits, that goes together with what Rav Oshia talked about, where we see that there's a difference between whether a person goes derech bia or not. And therefore, by the same token, if he doesn't go derech bia into the house with saras, then he's not going to be tamei unless his entire body went in. So the Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said, "Zui mitzvah esesh mikdash she'in chayovin alah." The Mishnah had said, "This is the mitzvah in the Beis Mikdash for which they are not chayev." So who's the they, and what do we mean chayev for what? So the Gemara says, "Teifach poi." What are we talking about? A mitzvah saseh mitzvah, and what are we not chayev? Dekama zuhi. We were saying this is. And the answer is Hosam Kai. The Mishnah is referring to a case in the Sefer Hodias. The Mishnah is referring to a case in the Sefer Hodias, which we'll learn in a few months, Be'ez Hashem, where it says, where it talks about the case of the Par Helam Dabar Shal Tzibur, the case where the Sanhedrin made a mistake in Halacha, and now, they were matter something which is Chayiv Koris, and therefore, when it turns out, where it's Chayiv Koris Vemezin and Achatas Peshogin, if it turns out that they were mistaken, and most of the Tzibur had followed that mistake, then they're bringing a Par Helam Dabar Shal Tzibur. So now, the Mishnah had said, In Chayovan al Esav al Loises Esher Mikdash, they're not Chayiv for anything involving a Mitzvah Saseh or a Mitzvah Loises involving Tumas Mikdash for Kodesh. The essay would be the mitzvah of Yishalchum and Amachna, that you have to send the Tneim out of the various Machnas. The Lois essay would be that below Yitamu is Machanaim, you're not allowed to make the various Machnas Tameh. You're not allowed to make the Bis Mikdash or Machna Shchina or Machna Yisrael, Machna Lubia or Machna Yisrael Tameh. So that would be the Lois essay. So the in mivian oshem toloi al esav al loisus esham mikdash, and the Mishnah continues over there that a person wouldn't be chayim and oshem toloi for those things either. A person, for example, is not sure whether he ate chaylev, then he brings an oshem toloi. A person is not sure whether he broke Shabbos, then he brings an oshem toloi under the circumstances, which we'll discuss actually most of that we'll learn in Masechta Krisis in a year and a half from now, Be'ez Hashem. But when it comes to tumas mikdash v'kodshav, there's no oshem toloi for it either. Basically, the reason is because the Gemara explains over there, because this whole concept of the Par Helam Dabar Shal Tzibur, or the Oshem Toloi, applies only when it's something that would cause him to bring a regular chatas, whereas over here, in these cases, not a regular chatas, it's a korban olav yored, what we've been talking about all this time, where the value of the korban is adjustable depending on what he can afford. But the Mishnah continues over there. Chayovin al esav al loisus eshem nida, however, based in will be chayav, if they mistakenly were matter, an esser or a loisa sesha benida, the esser or the loisa say involving the nida, which we've talked about in the Mishnah, and we'll talk about soon. So now we need to know what is an example of an esser shab mikdash for Kalmar. So it's saying, zui mitzvahs esser shab mikdash, shen chayovin aleha. So now we understand what is the esser in the bis mikdash for which they are not chayev, the korban, the par helam dover shal tzibur, or for which the person, the individual, is not going to be chayev. And oshem toloi is, for example, this case where he became in the Bis Mikdash, and he has a mitzvah saseh to leave there as soon as possible, and he doesn't, and we said that then they were talking about whether he's chayv a korban or not, but whether he's chayv malchus or koris or not, but in any case, there's no oshem toli, and there's no power helam dover shal tzibur involved over there. The ezim mitzvah saseh shib a nida shachayav an aleha. On the other hand, what is the case with a nida where there would be a mitzvah saseh involved, as we learned in the Mishnah, hoyim ashamish matahora, he was having relations, where the Mishnah was tov, omer le mitmesi, she says, I became tome, or pirish miyadi, withdraws right away, because he has just as much hana from the withdrawing as not, and therefore, as we said in the Mishnah, he has to wait until things die down, and then he can withdraw. So now we'll continue, and we'll talk about in the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, what exactly he needs to do, and what happens if he doesn't.
do it properly, how many different chatois is he going to be chayev if the shoyger he didn't realize and didn't withdraw properly. So we'll continue with that tomorrow, Beis Hashem.